nobles and pearl, she will show you the world if you step up and tell her where. For a dime you can see Kankakee or Paree or Washington crossing the Delaware.
Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. I'm your host, the ribald reveler himself, Ricardo. And I want to welcome you to another episode of Comedy Playhouse. Tonight's episode, we bring you a snide dish of Dottie. Dottie Parker, that maven of mirth, that queen of the Algonquin Round Table. We bring you some examples of her wit and wisdom tonight, all part of something that we hope will keep you smiling for hours. But first, let me introduce our guests, the talented troupe that we bring you tonight. Gwen of Gamma Hydra 9, unfortunately, due to a time rift in her nebula, cannot be with us, so I wish you would send her winging on her way to a improved time condition. Also, we'll be joined again by Jackie Japes, our song stylist. Mark Time, the thespian from the hills, will regale us with his version of Hey Crude. Also, Misty Shore will bring us her stylings. She'll be doing the news tonight. Then we've got the fine Linda Laughingwell, who'll be joining us as part of our skit. Dr. What meets Maggie Sanger. And of course, and now, the scintillating Sintra does her version of Dottie. Ladies and gentlemen, I would like to present the poetic stylings of the scintillating Sintra.
Today we are celebrating the life and works of Dorothy Parker, who was born on August 22nd, 1893, 120 years ago today. Dorothy Parker, as many of you know, was an American poet, short story writer, critic, and satirist, best known for her wit, wisecracks, and an eye for 20th century urban foibles. Here are some of her gems. I don't care what is written about me, so long as it isn't true. A little bad taste is like a nice dash of paprika. Brevity is the soul of lingerie. I've never been a millionaire, but I just know I'd be darling at it. I might repeat to myself slowly and soothingly a list of quotations beautiful from minds profound, if I can remember any of the damn things. If you want to know what God thinks of money, just look at the people he gave it to. This is not a novel to be tossed aside lightly. It should be thrown with great force. I'm never going to be famous. My name will never be writ large on the roster of those who do things. I don't do anything. Not one single thing. I used to bite my nails, but I don't even do that anymore. Bohemia. Authors and actors and artists and such never know nothing and never know much. Sculptors and singers and those of their kidney tell their affairs from Seattle to Sydney. Playwrights and poets and such horses' necks start off from anywhere, end up at sex. Diarists, critics, and similar row never say nothing and never say no. People who do things exceed my endurance. God for a man that solicits insurance. Observation. If I didn't care for fun and such, I'd probably amount to much. But I shall stay the way I am, because I do not give a damn. Inventory. Four be the things I'd been better without. Love, curiosity, freckles, and doubt. Unfortunate coincidence. By the time you swear you're his, shivering and sighing, and he vows his passion is infinite, undying. Lady, make a note of this. One of you is lying. A pig's eye view of literature, Oscar Wilde. If with the literate I am impelled to try an epigram, I never seek to take the credit. We all assume that Oscar said it. I dedicate this next piece to our intrepid Rick, who clearly identifies with it. Reformers, a hymn of hate. I hate reformers. They raise my blood pressure. There are the prohibitionists, the fathers of bootlegging. They made us what we are today. I hope they're satisfied. They can prove that the Johnstown flood and the blizzard of 1888 and the destruction of Pompeii were all due to alcohol. They have it figured out that anyone who would give a gin daisy a friendly look is just wasting time out of jail, and anyone who would stay under the same roof with a bottle of scotch is right in line for a cozy seat in the electric chair. They fix things all up pretty for us now that they have dried up the country. You can hardly get a drink unless you go in and order one. They are in a nasty state over this light wines and beer idea. They say that lips that touch liquor shall never touch wine. They swear that the 18th Amendment shall be approved upon over their dead bodies. Fair enough. Then there are the suppressors of vice, the boys who made the name of Cabell a household word. Their aim is to keep art and letters in their place. If they see a book which does not come right out and say that the doctor brings babies in his little black bag, or find a painting of a young lady showing her without her rubbers, they call out the militia. They have a mean eye for dirt. They can find it in a copy of what Katie did at school, or a snapshot of Aunt Bessie in bathing at Sandy Creek, or a picture postcard of moonlight in Bryant Park. They are always running around suppressing things, beginning with their desires. They get a lot of excitement out of life. They are constantly discovering the new Rabelais or the 20th century Hogarth. Their leader is regarded as the representative of Comstock here on Earth. How does that song of Tosti's go? Goodbye, summer. Goodbye, goodbye. There are the movie censors. The motion picture is still in its infancy. They are the boys who keep it there. If the film shows a party of clubmen tossing off ginger ale, or a young bride dreaming over tiny garments, or Douglas Fairbanks kissing Mary Pickford's hand, they cut out the scene and burn it in the public square. They fix up all the historical events so that their own mothers wouldn't know them. They make Du Barry Mrs. Louis XV, and show that Antony and Cleopatra were like brother and sister, and announce Salome's engagement to John the Baptist, so that the audiences won't go and get ideas in their heads. They insist that Sherlock Holmes is made to say, "Quick, Watson, the crochet needle," and the state pays them for it. They say that they are going to take the sin out of cinema if they perish in the attempt. I wish to God they would. And then there are all the All-American Crabs, the brave little band that is against everything. They have got up the idea that things are not what they were when Grandma was a girl. They say that they don't know what we're coming to, as if they had just written the line. They are always running a temperature over the modern dances, or the new skirts, or the goings-on of the younger set. They can barely hold themselves in when they think of the menace of the drama. They seem to be going ahead under the idea that everything but the passion play was written by Avery Hopwood. They will never really feel themselves until every theater in the country is razed. They are forever signing petitions urging that cigarette smokers should be deported and that all places of amusement should be closed on Sunday and kept closed all week. They take everything personally. They go about shaking their heads and sighing, "It's all wrong, it's all wrong." They said it. I hate reformers. They raise my blood pressure. Thoughts for a sunshiny morning. It costs me never a stab nor squirm to tread by chance upon a worm. Aha, my little dear, I say, your clan will pay me back some day. That would be a good thing for them to cut on my tombstone. Wherever she went, including here, it was against her better judgment. And lastly, her proposed epitaph for herself, quoted in Vanity Fair in June 1925, "Excuse my dust." And there you have it.
Thank you so much, O thou scintillating sliff of syllabic delight.
That you can write your own poetry.
And so we shall, and so we shall. Next up, the marvelous Misty Shore brings us the news.
Ladies and gentlemen, Miss Verity Bismuth with the news.
First, a follow-up to the last week's story about Special K. Special K was a month-long market test to see how consumers reacted to the knowledge that all but a handful of products are manufactured by the great corporate power, the K brand, of Coke United Industries. As you may remember, last week all manufactured products and a fruit and vegetable module were branded with the big K of Coke United. The wide variety of colorful labels were set aside just this one week for plain brown wrappers with Special K brand in red on lambent beige of unbleached recycled paper. Marketing experts determined that there was no actual change in consumer behavior, and further testing may confirm that the big red Special K may be sufficient to ensure cross-market saturation. Also in the news today, no factories seem to explode in Arkansas, and authorities denied early eyewitness reports which seem to suggest otherwise. Although, oddly enough, a no-fly zone was established over a 10-square-mile area in northwest Arkansas. In city news, three new free speech zones were opened and closed this morning when they were occupied by students who refused their new one-stencil wristbands. The new one-stencil wristbands, widely regarded as the most fashionable of implants worn by the smart set, have been unappreciated by this male content in certain unstylish neighborhoods. In state news, several road closures have been announced on the non-tollways into Capital City. Authorities blame projected budget shortfalls after the security upgrades after last month's water riots. The giant insects seen in sectors 7, 8, and 9 have been dealt a severe blow when authorities applied new Dawn Spray adhesives to the former forested areas. Also, in the water news, authorities have discounted reports of red water in the New River, and while some customers have lodged complaints about strange tastes and odors in the water, authorities have cautioned that any complaints lodged against water services will certainly result in the reduction of water ration, strictly as a precaution against overexposure. We've been told that water rations will be restored in Newton, Huxley, and Darwin if the expected rains materialize. In foreign news, Ouch armies have been victorious on the northern, northwestern, and northeastern front, and sources confirm major progress on the southwestern and southeastern borders. Conscripts are requested to appear on the first of each month for a sequence check, and we were told to announce a bonus half ration of water will be given to each family for all new reenlistments. In today's drone report, the bridge north of town has been very nearly repaired, and they expect pedestrian traffic will resume early next week.
And now, a word from our sponsor.
Remember, like my mama used to say, it's not special if it's not Special K. Now the weather. We've seen a steady increase in acid rainfall, so as the weatherman says, bring in your victory vegetables so the acids don't digest them in advance. And with the increasing electrical lightning storms, you should go out and buy the new Special K. Secure power to protect the big wall screen you love to touch. And while the earthquake forecast this week is relative light, only 2 or 3 6-pointers this week. But authorities have said they will be doing lots of drilling this week, so there will be a steady increase in quakes next week. In fact, the car ban has been reinstituted for next week.
Punch your view receipts now.
Thanks for watching, and don't forget to get everyone license stamped with today's news code IWATCH4098585, so you'll get your water rations without any questions. Remember, you must get your news stamp if you want today's water rations. Good morning. This has been Verity Bismuth with this morning's mandatory news brief.
Thank you.
And now, once again, we've fired up our old favorite, the Amusatron 5000. Once again, it's been upgraded.
The top 10 reasons why the television is better than the World Wide Web. 10. It doesn't take minutes to build the picture when you change TV channels. 9. When was the last time you tuned into Melrose Place and got a rare 404 message? 8. There are fewer grating color schemes on TV, even on MTV. 7. The family never argues over which website to visit this evening. 6. A remote control has fewer buttons than a keyboard. 5. Even the worst TV shows never excuse themselves with an under-construction sign. 4. Seinfeld never slows down when a lot of people tune in. 3. You just can't find those cool Health Rider infomercials on the web. 2. Set-top boxes don't beep and whine when you hook up to Bill. 1. You can't surf the web from a couch with a beer in one hand and Doritos in the other. Start next joke surfing the internet surfing the net, so I think I'm in the clear. The boss is nowhere in sight. I log onto the web and start to surf, and then my hair stands up with fright. The footsteps coming down the hall are quickening in base. There is no time to exit, no way to save my face, so I press the power button and relax just a bit. There is no way he can tell exactly what I hit. I act all surprised, don't know why my machine died. Simply unpredictable these computers are. I cried, so he'll get you and you want a computer that won't crash, he exclaims. Do you think he'll wonder when the new one acts the same? Start next joke, oh the internet is slow, the net is slow, oh. The network outside is frightful, but on campus, it's so delightful. Our packets have nowhere to go, net is slow. Net is slow, net is slow. It doesn't show signs of stopping. All our packets, our hosts are dropping. Bandwidth is turned way down low. Net is slow, net is slow, net is slow. When we finally connect to a site, it's time to go back to the dorm. But if I could stay here all night, I could submit a web form. The network is slowly dying, and I fear we're still denying. But as long as Sprint is the way to go, net is slow, net is slow. Net is slow. Start next Joe Cock. Optical character recognition, a technology that can take return words and convert them back into computer-readable form, provided they're in the right font, using the correct colors sometimes, at the right points, eyes and pitch, dark enough on the paper, and you're prepared to spend several centuries correcting all the ones that came out as those, all those that came out as zeros, and all the S that come out like semicolon apostrophe S start next joke. One of Microsoft's finest technicians was drafted and sent to boot camp. At the rifle range, he was given some instruction, a rifle, and bullets. He fired several shots at the target. The report came from the target area that all attempts had completely missed the target. The technician looked at his rifle, and then at the target. He looked at the rifle again, and then at the target again. He put his finger over the end of the rifle barrel, and squeezed the trigger with his other hand. The end of his finger was blown off, whereupon he yelled towards the target area, "It's leaving here just fine, the trouble must be at your end." Startnext joke is Windows a virus. With the recent problems being encountered by Windows users all across the country, people are beginning to ask themselves if Windows is a virus. In response to the high demand for an answer to that question, a study was done and concluded the following. 1. Viruses replicate quickly. Windows does this. 2. Viruses use up valuable system resources, slowing down the system as they do so. Windows does this. 3. Viruses will, from time to time, trash your hard disk. Windows does this. 4. Viruses are usually carried, unknown to the user, along with valuable programs and systems. Windows does that too. 5. Viruses will occasionally make the user suspect their system is too slow, C2, and the user will buy new hardware. Same with Windows, yet again. Maybe Windows really is a virus. Nope. There is a difference. Viruses are well supported by their authors, are frequently updated, and tend to become more sophisticated as they mature. So there. Windows is not a virus. Startnext joke 10. When filling out your driver's license application, you give your IP address. 9. You no longer ask prospective dates what their sign is. Instead your line is, "Hi, what's your O?" 8. Instead of calling you to dinner, your spouse sends email. 7. You're amazed to find out spam is a food. 6. You ping people to see if they're awake, finger them to find out how they are, and ate them to make sure they're listening to you. 5. You search the net endlessly hoping to win every silly free t-shirt contest. 4. You introduce your wife as my lady at home.wife and refer to your children as client applications. 3. At social functions you introduce your husband as my domain server. 2. After winning the office Super Bowl pool you blurt out, "I feel so colon right parentheses," and the number one sign you are an internet geek 1. 2 words beats us here. Start next joke Windows for brains. You think about one of any number of things at any one time, but only for a short amount of time, because then your mind goes blank as you encounter a general protection fault, and as a last resort you have to reboot your brain. DOS for brains. You only think of one thing at one time, and can't remember anything else you were meant to be thinking about. You think only in words, and never any pictures. Unix for brains. Wow, you can think of lots of things all at once until your brain runs out of sockets. You can only talk, though, with people who have brains made by the same vendor. Unfortunately, you also never make any sense, and have to read manuals to learn how to think. Predominantly a random thinker. CP/M for brains. A very slow and old-fashioned thinker. Anything you remember has to be less than 3 letters long. MVS/6 for brains. You have a very big and expensive brain. You can think about many things at the one time, but never know what other parts of your brain are thinking unless you have set up SNAR connections between sections of your brains. You also need an army of system programmers to define what thoughts you may and may not have. OS/2 for brains. You can think about lots of things at once, but need the equivalent of 18 sets of encyclopedias and memory to produce any rational thought. No one supports your way of thinking, and many laugh at you whenever you speak. MEC for brains. Simple thoughts for simple people. Thinking that looks good, feels good, but is expensive. PIC for brains. I know nothing. Nothing, Mr. Faulty. AMIC hours for brains. You can think of lots of things at once, even with a very small memory. The trouble is that, sometimes, one thought starts to think about the things another thought was using. This leads to a compelling need to wrap a pretty towel around your head and sit, cross-legged, on the floor. Linux for brains, you can think of any number of things, and not run out of sockets. Unfortunately, there is no support for your particular limbs, ears, mouth, or phalange available yet, so you are reluctant to change over at this stage.
So that was the old Amusatron 5000 with the new upgrade. And now, some more of Dorothy Parker's quotes.
Quotes from Dorothy Parker. The cure for boredom is curiosity. There is no cure for curiosity. Beauty is only skin deep, but ugly goes clean to the bone. If you want to know what God thinks of money, just look at the people he gave it to. The first thing I do in the morning is brush my teeth and sharpen my tongue. This is not a novel, to be tossed aside lightly. It should be thrown with great force. By the time you swear you're his, shivering and sighing. And he vows his passion is infinite, undying. Lady, make note of this dash. One of you is lying. Resume razors pain you, rivers are damp. Acids stain you, and drugs cause cramp. Guns aren't lawful, nooses give. Gas smells awful. You might as well live. I don't know much about being a millionaire, but I'll bet I'd be darling at it. Heterosexuality is not normal, it's just common. Don't look at me in that tone of voice. In youth, it was a way I had to do my best to please. And change, with every passing lad to suit his theories. But now I know the things I know, and do the things I do. And if you do not like me so, to hell, my love, with you. I hate writing, I love having written. I like to have a martini, two at the very most. After three I'm under the table, after four I'm under my host. Tell him I was too fucking busy, or vice versa. What fresh hell is this? They sicken of the calm who know the storm. Inventory for be the things I am wise at, no idleness, sorrow, a friend, and a foe. For be the things I'd been better without love, curiosity, freckles, and doubt. Three be the things I shall never attain, envy, content, and sufficient champagne. Three be the things I shall have delight, I laughter and hope, and a sock in the eye. If I didn't care for fun and such, I'd probably amount to much. But I shall stay the way I am, because I do not give a damn. Brevity is the soul of lingerie. You can lead a horticulture, but you can't make her think. That would be a good thing for them to cut on my tombstone wherever she went, including here. It was against her better judgment. This wasn't just plain terrible, this was fancy terrible. This was terrible with raisins in it. She was pleased to have him come, and never sorry to see him go. I require three things in a man: he must be handsome, ruthless, and stupid. Take me or leave me, or, as is the usual order of things, both. And if my heart be scarred and burned, the safer, I, for all I learned. That woman speaks 18 languages, and can't say no in any of them. I won't telephone him. I'll never telephone him again, as long as I live. He'll rot in hell, before I'll call him up. You don't have to give me strength, God. I have it myself. If he wanted me, he could get me. He knows where I am. He knows I am waiting here. He's so sure of me, so sure. I wonder why they hate you, as soon as they are sure of you. Constant Hughes had not worn ragged the fabric of their friendship.
And there we go, Dottie Parker. And now, some musician jokes, while we await the stylings of our songstress, the charming, the talented, Judy Jakes. But first, these musician news. Musician joke number one. How many musicians does it take to change a light bulb? 20. One to do it, and the other 19 to stand around and say, hey, I can do that. What do you get if Bach falls off a horse, but he has the courage to get on and continue riding? Why, you get Bach in the saddle again. How many bluegrass musicians does it take to screw in a light bulb? 2. One to screw it in and one to complain that it's electrified. How many musicians does it take to change a light bulb? 20. One to hold the bulb, 2 to turn the ladder, and 17 to be on the guest list. How many folk musicians does it take to change a light bulb? 7. One to change, and the other 6 to sing about how good the old one was. How do they know where Mozart was buried? Why don't they know where Mozart is buried? Well, because he's hiding. What's musical and handy in a supermarket? Why, a Chopin list. What do you get if Bach dies and is reincarnated as twins? Well, of course, that would be a pair of Reeboks. What do you call a male quartet? 3 men and a tenor. What does that sound? A tourist is sightseeing in a European city. She comes upon the tomb of Beethoven and begins reading the commemorative plaque, only to be distracted by a low scratching noise, as if something was rubbing against a piece of paper. She collars a passerby and asks what the scratching sound is. A local replies, well, that's Beethoven. He's decomposing. Arriving in heaven, 3 men die and go to heaven and queue up to meet St. Peter. St. Peter says, hi, what's your name? Paul, the first one says, my name is Paul. St. Peter says, well, hi, Paul. Tell me, when you died, how much were you earning? Paul says, 120,000. St. Peter says, wow, tell me, Paul, what were you doing during that kind of money? Paul says, I was the lawyer. St. Peter says, great, come on in. St. Peter then turns to the second man. Hi, what's your name? Roger says, my name is Roger. St. Peter says, hi, Roger. Tell me, when you died, how much were you earning? Roger says, 60,000. St. Peter says, hey, that's great. Tell me, Roger, what did you do for a living? Roger says, I was an accountant. St. Peter says, well, that's very good. Come on in. St. Peter then turned to the second man and said, what's your name? My name's John. Well, hey, John, tell me, how much were you earning when you died? John says, well, about $23,000. St. Peter said, hey, that's fantastic, John. Tell me, what instrument did you play? Ba-dum-bum-bum. Why was the musician arrested? Well, he was in trouble. What's the difference between a drummer and a vacuum cleaner? Well, you have to pull the plug on when? Before it sucks. And now, ladies and gentlemen, we have something very special for you tonight. Many of our good friends are terribly concerned about the high-tech tampering with the food that we have on our plate. And yet, our songstress, Jackie Japes, brings us this message. Jackie, take it away.
Folks are poor where I come from. They save their seeds and plant them. Still, they're healthy as can be, eating what grows naturally. Eating what grows naturally. Folks like us would never fuss with genetic engineering. Reinventing foods from A to Z, replacing what grows naturally, replacing what grows naturally. You don't have to kill every single bug, mixing chemicals and vapors in a test tube jug. You don't have to learn how to make a free crop, combining every seedling with a poison drop. They grow naturally, not Frankensteinly. My uncle down in Texas saved the seeds and did no harm. His tomatoes were amazing till Monsanto stole his farm. Their squash and corn and soybean plants make Monsanto powerful and creepy. They're as rich as they can be, nuking what grows naturally. Nuking what grows naturally. Organic is their curse word. They don't care who they hurt. Their greed controls food labels, and they live to take your shirt. Your votes hold strong to prove them wrong, not keep their dirty money. Take a vow, kill that cash cow, buy in what grows naturally, not supernaturally, only naturally.
Thank you, Jackie Japes. An incredible song styling once again. Thank you so much. And now, ladies and gentlemen, we have something very special. In honor of the return of Doctor Who, we bring you Doctor What?
Hurtling down from the clouds. Settles gently as a snowflake near the rear stack out of sight. Dr. Watts slips discreetly out and eavesdrops on the scene below.
Captain, so you have all my cargo aboard?
Yeah. You were sure we could unload in New York Harbor? This cargo of yours could be a real headache for me. I hear Americans don't allow damn condoms. I will not be arrested for bringing damn contraband into goddamn New York.
Don't worry, Captain, don't worry. It'll all be worked out before we're close to New York.
You're sure we can unload this shit? I will not put my ship or crew in jeopardy.
You won't, Captain.
Damn straight. Margaret, I have duties I must attend. We'll talk later.
Okay. Don't worry, Captain.
I don't worry. I must start the course we will navigate. The captain shakes his head and, muttering, walks away. Margaret walks back toward her stateroom. Dr. Watt speaks down and intercepts her.
Dr. Sanger?
Excuse me? Do I know you?
You've met me in the future.
Margaret Sanger looked at the doctor for a full moment and shrugged it off.
What can I do for you?
Actually, it's what I can do for you.
Who are you?
No, it's not who. It's what.
Who?
Not who. What?
What?
Exactly. You do know that the port authorities have been alerted They know you are trying to smuggle condoms. They are expecting you, and they have warrants to arrest you. How did they know? The people who oppose you have even been active here in Britain, and they have sent word on to New York. But I will help.
What?
That's right. Dr. What?
Who?
Dr. What?
What?
I'm going to help you.
Help me do what?
Exactly. I'm a time traveler. In fact, I'm a time baronet.
A what?
Dr. What? Please. I'll see you in New York Harbor. Everything will be all right.
Dr. Watt ran back to her police car. His wife's rum hidden. See you in New York Harbor, Margaret.
What?
Margaret waves expectedly.
Captain, the Radio Shack has received a message from the Harbor Master. They say they've been told we have a shipment of contraband prophylactics, them condom things, and we should be prepared to turn them in to the Harbor Master when we're notified that our ship will be seized upon arrival.
I knew that woman was trouble. Dump those crates into the water now. Wait, empty the crates and throw the bottles over the side. The crates will float. Those bottles are heavier and harder to find.
What bottles?
Put one easier. God damn it. I told her this would work. Take the goddamn bottles out of the crate and toss them over the side. Now! Yeah, and get a couple of mates to help you. I want them off the ship now. Then, atop the rear deck, a shimmering sign reveals Dr. Watt, traveling call box. Dr. Watt peeks out the door.
Hello, yes?
Dr. Watt motions for Miss Sanger to follow him. And they quietly snuck down to stand listening outside the wheelhouse. They hear the order. Throw those bottles overboard.
We've got to get to those bottles.
What?
We've got to get to those bottles.
Hello, yes, that's why we're here. Come.
They run back. Dr. Watt starts his marvelous time-space flying machine. Soon they are hovering over the water in the fog, which generously masks them from the looming freighter as each bottle hits water. Margaret, reach out and pluck them from the murky harbor water.
There's one over there.
Over there,
and I can almost reach it
clear.
Stop.
In 5 minutes, they official headquarters and dispensary, and Margaret staffers were unloading the drums loaded with wine bottles.
Why?
No, it's what? Dr. What?
Why did you come and help me?
You're on the right side of history. Besides, I'm on my way to help a woman. That should be your friend.
Who?
No, it's what? Dr. What? Rosalind Franklin. She's a physicist doing important, crystal X-ray research.
Oh, jeez.
Tune in next week for the Rosalind Franklin episode.
Oh, yeah, I know. Not, oh, it's what? Dr. What?
Next week, then.
There we go, the tribute to the Mad Dr. What. And now, ladies and gentlemen, we have another very special presentation. This by our good friend, that tenor from the tip-top of the mountain peak, Mark Time, that thespian from the hills. Mark, I understand you have a special song for us, a tribute, if you will, to the Fracking Fraction. Mark, let her rip.
Hey, crude, you pipeline clown, go plug that leak now and make it better. Remember the kids, the dogs, and the fish. We'll just wish your poison's gone now, gone now, gone away. And if we break it back, we watch it spread. The grease and the poisons, you better not wait for the judge's decree to get that cleanup moving. Go make it better, better, better now. Hey, crew. Hey, crew. You killed the lake and all that. Touch it. Remember your promise that it was safe. You take those profits and jump in that poison, poison, poison lake, 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 ow. And it's so dangerous. Be tender and soften your steely old heart, and you can start. They say try some science. Remember the TV crews are all here, so you go get started with a real clean up, clean up, clean up, clean up.
Mark, you really delivered us a crowd pleaser there.
That was great.
And now, ladies and gentlemen, we've got a little bit more of our good friend, the Amusitron 5000, with the new elephant upgrade.
First of all, you get a very big loaf. How do you make an elephant sit up and beg? Wave a peanut under its trunk. How do you make an elephant stew? Keep waiting for 2 hours. How do you recognize elephants in a swimming pool? They're the ones with the great rumps. How do you run over an elephant? Climb up its tail, dash to its head, and slide down its trunk. How do you scold an elephant? Say tusk, tusk. How do you shoot a purple elephant? With a purple elephant gun. How do you shoot a white elephant? Jump on his back, choke him till he's purple, then shoot him with a purple elephant gun. How do you stop an elephant from charging? Take away his credit cards. How do you stop an elephant getting through the eye of a needle? Tie a knot in his tail. How do you tell an elephant from a monster? A monster never remembers. A white elephant walks up to a telephone kiosk, but finds a gray elephant in there. How does he get it out? He uses Persil, which forces white in and gray out. How can an elephant best avoid wrinkling? He should avoid sleeping in his clothes. How can you raise baby elephants? With a crane. How can you recognize an elephant? By the smell of peanuts on its breath. How can you tell if an elephant has been in the fridge? By the footprints in the butter. How can you tell if an elephant has been sitting on your bed? By the smell of peanuts and the wrinkles in the bedspread. How can you tell if there is an elephant under your bed? When you are nearly touching the ceiling, how can you tell if there's an elephant in your sandwich? It's too heavy to lift off the plate. How can you tell if there's an elephant still in the fridge? Because you can't shut the door. How can you tell if you have an elephant in bed with you? By the embroidered on his pajamas. How can you tell when there's an elephant in the custard? By the lumps. How can you tell when there's an elephant locked in your pantry? When you hear trumpeting to get out. How do ducks get flat feet? From trying to teach elephants to dance. How did elephants get such long noses? By playing tug of war with crocodiles. How did the elephant stop a cold going to his chest? He tied a knot in his trunk. How do elephants dive into swimming pools? Head first. How do elephants find each other in the dark? Delightful. How do elephants get in touch with one another? By eel phone. How do elephants get up trees? They sit on an acorn and wait for it to grow. How do elephants have a bath? They take their trunks off. How do elephants have baths? They put their toes in first. How do elephants smell without their trunks? Awful. How do elephants travel? By eelcopter. How do mammoths pass exams? With extinction. How do we know that peanuts are good for elephants' eyesight? Have you ever seen an elephant with glasses? How do you best hide an elephant? Skin him. How do you catch an elephant? Make a noise like a peanut. Oh, you've heard this one before. No, but I've tried it, and it works. How do you catch an elephant? Take a fishing rod and put a peanut on the end. How do you catch an elephant? Make a noise like a peanut. How do you disguise an elephant? Give him a mustache and dark glasses. How do you fit 5 elephants into a Citroen 2CV? 2 in the front, 2 in the back, and the last one in the glove compartment. How do you get 4 elephants into a Mini? 2 in the front, and 2 in the back. How do you get 4 giraffes into a Mini? You can't. It's full up with elephants. How do you get a tablecloth from under an elephant? Wait for the elephant to get up. How do you get an elephant into a matchbox? Take all the matches out first. How do you get an elephant into a phone box? Open the door. How do you get an elephant out of the bath? Pull the plug out. How do you get an elephant through a small door? Unless he goes on a diet, you don't. How do you get down from an elephant? You don't, you get it from ducks. How do you get rid of an old elephant? Put it in a jumbo sale. How do you hire an elephant? Put a brick under each foot. How do you keep an elephant from smelling? Tie a knot in his trunk. How do you know if an elephant is visiting your house? His bicycle will be parked outside. How do you know that peanuts are fat-earning? Have you ever seen a skinny elephant? How do you make a banana laugh? Tell it an elephant joke. How do you make an elephant float? Take 2 scoops of ice cream and add 1 elephant. How do you make an elephant fly? Bite an airline ticket. How do you make an elephant fly? Well, you start with a 6-foot zip. How do you make an elephant laugh? Tell it a banana joke. How do you make an elephant laugh? Tickle its ivories.
And that was the elephant upgrade to the Musitron 5000. And now, without any further ado, these musician jokes. Why was the piano invented? To give musicians someplace to put their beer. What's the difference between a drummer and a vacuum cleaner? Well, you have to plug one of them in before it sucks. What do you call a musician who's broke up from his girlfriend? Homeless. Why do some people have an instant aversion to banjo players? It saves a lot of time. What's the difference between a folk guitar player and a large pizza? Oh, a large pizza can feed a family of four. What's the difference between a jet plane and a trumpet? Oh, about 3 decibels. What's the difference between a Wagnerian soprano and a baby elephant? About 11 pounds. How many trumpet players does it take to pave a driveway? 7, if you lay them out correctly. Why do gorillas avoid playing trumpet? Because they're too sensitive. What's the difference between an oboe and a bassoon? You can hit a baseball further with a bassoon. What's the difference between a trampoline and an oboe? Well, most people take off their shoes before they jump on a trampoline. How many vocalists does it take to screw in a bulb? None. They hold the bulb over their heads, and the world revolves around them. How many drummers does it take to screw in a bulb? None. They have machines for that now. How can you tell if the stage is level? The drool comes out of both sides of the drummer's mouth. How do you get a trombonist off your porch? Pay him for the pizza. What's the last thing a drummer says before he gets kicked out of the band? When do we get to play my songs? What's the difference between a tuba and a vacuum cleaner? You have to turn one of them on before it sucks. How do you find a perfect pitch when the saxophone lands in the middle of the dumpster? What do you call a musician with a college degree? Night manager at McDonald's. Why are violas larger than violins? They aren't. Violas' heads are smaller. How are trumpet players like pirates? They're both murder on the high seas. A violin and a viola are both in a burning building in the same room. Which burns first? Well, the violin, because the viola was in its case. An LA recording session ground to a halt yesterday when an oboe player who was constantly sucking on her reed to keep it moist during rests and between takes inadvertently inhaled and swallowed it. The conductor immediately called 911 and asked what he should do. The operator told him, use a muted trumpet instead. What's the difference between a bull and a conductor? Well, with a bull, the horns are in the front. A violinist was in the back seat of a small town's orchestra. One day, he found a genie and was granted 3 wishes. The first wish was that he wanted to be 5 times better than he already was. By the next practice, he was principal of the violas. After some time, he wanted to be even better. He went to the genie and asked him to be 10 times better than once before. The next day, he became the principal violist of the Chicago Symphony Orchestra. After months, he still wanted to become a musician. He asked the genie once more to make him 15 times better. Well, the next day at practice, he was back in the small town's orchestra, but in the very back of the second violin section. Ladies and gentlemen, I hope you've enjoyed tonight's show. The Comedy Playhouse will be back again, and we hope you really, really enjoy it this time. I want to thank our players. Talented Gwen of Gamma Hydra 9, Jackie Jinks, our songstress, Mark Time, our best from the Hill, Misty Shore with her new short, and of course, Synth Lady Citra, and of course, the host, the Ryan Reveler himself, Rick Harper. So, ladies and gentlemen, we'll see you next week. We'll be right back. And that was that, and episode